Right now, it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. The deep freeze sweeping across the U.S. has left at least 12 people dead, with record-breaking low temperatures stopping postal service delivery in the Midwest and canceling more than 2,600 flights.
Wow.
Now, this is kind of sad, and I promise there will be better news. You guys give me so much crap for the negative news, but two people died in Detroit after temperatures started plummeting. This happened late on Tuesday. An 18-year-old University of Iowa student was found outside of a building around 3 a.m. on Wednesday. He was pronounced dead at a local hospital. A 55-year-old man froze to death in Milwaukee. He was shoveling and then he collapsed. Oh, this is terrible. And somebody else got hit by a snowplow in Chicago. And
oh my gosh.
And a 9-year-old, this is why kids should not be outside. A 9-year-old died in Iowa after a pileup that happened there with a young couple in their SUV. So just, God, it's just so sad hearing about stuff like that. Temperatures, how cold have they gotten? Well, they plunged as low as minus 42 in Park Rapids, Minnesota, minus 31 in Fargo, North Dakota, and minus 27 in Minneapolis. Wind chills in northern Illinois made it feel as cold as negative 57.
Oh,
I literally just got goosebumps as you said that.
God, wow. That is cold. Okay, tell me what you think. Should this guy have been fired or not? Because I think this is kind of funny. A graphic designer at a TV station in Pittsburgh was fired after he put known cheater under Tom Brady's name in a graphic.
What was the graphic for?
It was just like a thing of like Tom Brady. For example, if we were on TV, it'd be like Joe Pesci.
Oh, it was a TV?
Joe and Alex show, yeah. It would just say what I am. Instead of Joe and Alex show, it said known cheater. It was just a local TV station.
Oh, I think that's funny.
They put known cheater. And the guy worked at the CBS affiliate, said it was a joke and, you know, kind of a wink and a nod to Steelers fans.
Aww.
But the bosses of the station didn't think it was funny at all. Within 24 hours, he was fired.
I guarantee the boss is a Pats fan. That's why he did that.
What he said, I feel like they're acting like I put Tom Brady child molester on there.
Yeah.
Or Tom Brady murderer or something like that. He's now looking for a new job in the Pittsburgh area.
What an overreaction. It's clearly a joke.
Right.
It's funny. I hate that kind of stuff.
This Michigan couple's amazing. They've won $26 million over the past 9 years. They say using basic arithmetic, a retired couple from Michigan made $26 million winning various state lottery games dozens of times. And all they did, I guess, is they figured out that if they used a certain mathematical equation, if they did $1,000 in, they'd win at least $1,900 back at the bare minimum. So every time they won money, but sometimes they won really, really, really big.
I mean, can you be mad at them for just outsmarting the game?
No, I mean, they kind of quit doing the game, but it's legal. They did not cheat.
Yeah.
So I don't hate anybody for being smart and knowing what you're doing. I'm just mad that I'm a dummy and I don't know what the heck I'm doing. And I never heard of this, but Mr. Hot Dog announced to South Dakota schools that they're closed. You guys hear about Mr. Hot Dog?
No.
The Parker, South Dakota School District used an animated talking hot dog on Facebook to announce their school closure due to the extreme cold.
Hello out there, everybody. This is Mr. Hot Dog here. I just wanted to let you know that I had a short meeting with Dr. DeBoer, and I was like, hey, Dr. DeBoer, it's way too cold outside. I'm a hot dog. I need some heat. I'm not a cold dog. I'm not a corn dog. I'm a hot dog. You cannot have school. It's too cold outside. So, after talking with Dr. DeBoer, we made the decision, no school.
I'm a hot dog. I'm not a cold dog.
Mr. Hot Dog.
All right, there you go. Got to listen to Mr. Hot Dog. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.